Welcome to SBS News in Easy English. I'm Amy Hall. The Victorian government has announced the state will enter a 7-day lockdown from 11:59 tonight. It comes after Victoria's Health Department detected 11 new COVID-19 infections from more than 40,000 tests in the past 24 hours. It brings the total number of cases in the cluster in Melbourne's north to 26, one of whom is in intensive care in hospital. Acting Premier James Molino says residents will only be allowed to leave their homes over the next week to do essential shopping, work or education, exercise, provide or receive care, or get a COVID-19 vaccine or test.
From tomorrow morning, vaccinations at state sites will be expanded to include those in the 40 to 49-year-old age group for the Pfizer vaccine.
Other states and territories are reimposing restrictions in response to the growing Victorian outbreak. Western Australia is closing its border to the state, while the Northern Territory's Health Minister, Natasha Files, says Greater Melbourne and Bendigo are now declared COVID-19 hotspots.
Anyone arriving in the Northern Territory from Greater Metropolitan Melbourne and Bendigo will be going to mandatory quarantine. We have our facilities stood up and ready to go at Howard Springs and also in Alice Springs.
In New South Wales, authorities are urging people to delay any non-essential travel to Greater Melbourne or Bendigo. Australia is backing United States President Joe Biden's calls for a new investigation into the origins of the coronavirus pandemic. Mr. Biden says the country's intelligence community is divided over whether it came from human contact with an infected animal or a laboratory incident. He has asked US intelligence agencies to redouble their efforts and report back with findings within 90 days. Foreign Minister Maurice Payne has welcomed the move, but won't say if Australian intelligence agencies hold a view. A Dutch court has handed down a landmark ruling for the oil giant Shell to significantly reduce its greenhouse gas emissions. The action was launched by climate activists. Shell says it will appeal the decision that it must slash carbon dioxide emissions 40% by 2030 from 2019 levels. Lawyer Roger Cox says the ruling paves the way for similar legal action against energy firms around the world.
This is a groundbreaking verdict as far as I'm concerned. It's the first time in the world that a large multinational CO2 polluter like Royal Dutch Shell is ordered by the court to do its share in avoiding dangerous climate change.
And a gunman has killed at least 8 people and injured several others at a rail yard in San Jose, California. Authorities say the suspect who died was an employee at the Santa Clara Valley Transportation Authority, where the victims also worked. I'm Amy Hall. This is SBS News in Easy English.